by and large, the only voice citizens will have of Kansas City is if and when this goes to a vote of the people. That's possible. My guess is if it happens, it would be 2014, maybe in November, which is a big election time. If it does go to a vote of the people, it would just be Kansas City, Missouri residents. It would not be people from Johnson County or Wyandotte County or other communities that use the airport but don't live in Kansas City, Missouri. And that will cause some concern because a lot of airport users will have virtually no say at all, at least officially, in how the airport goes forward.
So I know one option that the special committee is considering is this one terminal idea, which is going to be a $1.2 billion project, as I saw that the other day. Why is this option a possible attractive option?
The people who support the single terminal, new single terminal idea, say that the airport is about half a century old, that there are certain things that have to be done environmentally, baggage, handling, plumbing, that type of thing that you're going to have to do anyway. And so as long as you're undergoing those changes, Susan, they say you might as well build a new, convenient, secure, friendly new terminal. That means more shops, more restaurants, better security screening systems, that this is the time to do it. Because if you do, if you say you did only $400 or $500 million worth of repairs, they say, well, look, you'll just have to come back in 10 years and do it again. So in essence, the argument they're making is, again, this is from supporters of the idea. The argument they make is that this airport has reached the end of its useful life. It isn't going to get any cheaper to build a new terminal. So let's build something that's modern and convenient for the traveling public.
Now, the average citizen who comes in the airport, looks at the three terminals, says that they're very convenient. They seem to have the opinion of, oh, a few renovations, and all of this could be figured out with the existing configuration. Not so, though, according to people who've looked at the infrastructure and what's underneath the airport, right?
There are certain repairs that need to be made that will be quite expensive. And I think even opponents of the single terminal say, we understand there will have to be some improvements. So the question is whether you stop there or go ahead and rebuild a new modern facility. And I think a lot of people who have used the airport for years are worried that if you did that, if you went to a single modern terminal, that you would lose some of the convenience, which is undoubtedly a feature of Kansas City International today. I mean, it was built as a very convenient airport. You don't have a long way to walk. Now, keep in mind, one of the reasons it's so convenient is because of the way it's configured now. Security screening takes place at different gates. And, of course, that's convenient because you have a lot more screeners than you have at most airports.
But also more costly, some say.
And that's the point, that it's much more costly. And, frankly, you can talk to people who work with or for airlines who pay a lot of that cost, who say that Kansas City International may be very inconvenient, but it's also, costs more than would have to otherwise. And so one of the, again, the arguments for a new terminal is we could cut down on the number of screeners, we could have fewer screening points, and that convenience factor, it would become more inconvenient, but perhaps less costly.
Fewer shuttles too, right?
Right. One of the problems now at KCI is if you have to change airlines and you're in Terminal B and your connecting airline is in Terminal C, you have to hop on a shuttle and go around. There's no way to easy way to get from, you know, B to C or A to B to C. So that would be solved. But again, at the price of perhaps longer lines, a longer traveling distance from where you park your car to get to your airline. So that's the kind of thing that Kansas City is discussing and will have to work out in the months ahead.
You recently attended a town hall meeting that was bipartisan, and there was a lot of discussion about this. What were the takeaways from this town hall meeting?
Well, a couple of things. There were Republicans and Democrats, but it was basically set up for opponents of the single terminal idea. Sam Graves, the congressman from north of the river, is very much against the big single terminal idea. And so we sort of had a bunch of witnesses to talk about that. So the takeaway was that there is very vocal opposition to a single terminal. A lot of people like the way the airport is now. But the other thing I think I heard is that there is a sense that our choices don't have to be either do nothing or do $1.2 billion. You're beginning to see that there is some discussion that maybe there is a place to meet in the middle, to do it more cheaply, to keep as many of the convenience items out at the airport as we can, and yet at the same time correct some of the problems that I think everyone agrees there is. So that was my takeaway, that maybe there's compromise possible on this issue.
Now, as you heard about a potential compromise and maybe middle ground there, what would that actually look like?
Well, I'm not an airport designer, so, you know, the specifics are yet to be determined. I do think that one possible path would be to keep, say, two of the terminals, to centralize your security so that you don't have security at each gate. You might have people movers so that you connect the two terminals more easily. Use one of the existing terminals then for restaurants and shops. I mean, there are all kinds of different ways to approach the concerns without, in essence, removing all three terminals and building a single terminal, which is, again, what supporters suggest. But that's just one answer. I mean, you know, there's a way to do a single terminal but keep the horseshoe configuration. We're years away from design. But you do get the sense conceptually that both sides understand that there can be a middle ground between doing nothing and doing everything.
One big bone of contention is this $1.2 billion price tag, and opponents say we have better uses for the money. How does this $1.2 billion price tag stack up against other similar airport projects? Is it ultra expensive, as some of the opponents think that it is?
Well, doing a major terminal overhaul can be quite expensive. The Philadelphia project, which I'm taking a look at, for example, is about $5 billion. Now, Philadelphia is a much bigger airport than ours and has more traffic. We should be clear that the $1.2 billion cost, which was sort of the fixed cost estimate at the airport, would not involve, at least as it's now contemplated, general taxpayer dollars. It would be paid for potentially by added fees for the airlines, higher ticket prices, higher parking costs at the airport, perhaps some taxes added on to the food and drink you buy out there. Federal money might be involved, potentially state money, although that's a very long shot. So the exact financing mechanism hasn't been put together. In general, airport projects are not funded by general taxpayer dollars. They're paid for by users, which is one reason why they tend to be more popular with politicians than building a new school or building a new downtown arena, because you don't necessarily impact people who don't use the airport. So the cost figure of $1.2 billion seems about right, based on what other projects have been costing. And the mechanism is still under great discussion by the people who are studying this. We just don't know. We'll see.
So travelers beware. They'll be paying, actually, for the new airport improvements.
Yes, A. And B, that's why it's so important that you have the airlines on board, too, because they have to pay a part of the cost. You know, they pay, for example, now to rent the gates where they operate out of, and those gate rental fees would almost certainly go up if they build a new terminal or anything like it. And so the airlines are already in discussions with the aviation department and others, trying to hold down those costs to make sure that they don't have to spend a lot of money to do something they don't want to see done either. So, as I suggested earlier, airlines, ticket holders, workers out there, city council people, they're all stakeholders in this discussion. Why? There are a lot of moving parts.
How does the Federal Aviation Administration weigh in to this whole issue?
Well, the FAA has what's called the Airport Improvement Program, which is money that's set aside for improvement projects across the country. And I think in the current budget, it's proposed to be about $3.35 billion, but that's for the entire United States. One of the directions from Congress is to try and get more of that money to smaller airports and stay away from big projects like Kansas City. And as a matter of fact, even the aviation officials here have said that they're not confident they'll get a lot of money from the federal government or the FAA to actually build this project, which means that the financing is a little more complicated. In addition to that, though, the FAA has a regulatory oversight function in which it'll take a look at the plan itself, its environmental impact, its impact on safety, passenger convenience, that type of thing. And so they'll have some sort of process to go through as well as the design, again, assuming this goes forward, as the design is put together, they have some input into what the project will look like.
Now, in terms of the political angles here, Representative Graves is an opponent. How much do you expect him to be a thorn in the side of any of the political machinations that go on to make this happen? And are there similar proponents on the other side of the aisle?
It is unusual for a local member of Congress to oppose an airport project. And these other projects that I've talked about, again, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Wichita, other places, members of Congress are typically pretty supportive. And so it's unusual for a member to be against it. And so that will be significant because not only in terms of funding and the FAA's role, but if there is a vocal group opposed to a single terminal at KCI and they have a champion in the local congressman, it just raises the bar higher for people who may want to put this on the ballot. As a public matter, to have a congressman against you is not a good thing if you support this. So that'll be important. So far, other members of Congress have taken a bit of a back seat to Sam. I mean, you haven't heard Congressman Cleaver, for example, champion this idea. That may change as we go forward. I think right now Sam Graves is the leading politician on the federal level involved in this debate, and his opposition to the broad plan is something that's obviously of interest and concern to the supporters of a new airport.
Dave Helling, thank you for being with us on KC Currents.
My pleasure.